I'm married to a man who is 17 years younger. I was a junior in high school when Kennedy was assassinated. Michael hadn't even been born yet. He hadn't even been conceived yet. His parents weren't even married. By the time I graduated from high school, he was in diapers. When I got married for the first time, he was in kindergarten, making paper bag puppets. By the time I got divorced, he was 9 years old, getting in trouble for throwing a rock at a neighborhood kid. His mother is 4.5 years older than I am. I have sisters older than that. My mother was born before his grandmother. We met when he was 26 and I was 43. So imagine you're his mother. You're 47-ish. One weekend you get a call from your son. He lives in Connecticut. Mom, I'm dating someone. Yeah, I think it's serious. She's pretty special. Uh-huh, you say? Okay, you met at the newspaper. She's divorced? Wait, she's how old? Well, we made it through that. And we were together for 2 years, and we decided to get married. Not an easy decision, as you can imagine. Part of getting married is getting each other gifts. And I set out on the hunt for the perfect wedding gift for Michael. And I had 4 criteria. It had to be something he could use. It had to be something that would last. It had to be something that would remind him of our wedding day. And it had to be something that was uniquely him. That was the most important thing. I thought, well, maybe something silver, maybe a precious stone, a gemstone. We had actually done a precious stone thing a year earlier. It was a rock, really. It was precious to us. We had taken leaves of absences from our jobs, and we'd gone off to live in a cabin on the Delaware River for the summer, for 2 months, to try out living together, try living in the country. And we had been out in the country, and we'd come across a stone carver's shop, and he made little stones with engravings in them of little sayings and animals. You'd put them in your garden and stuff. We bought a couple. We brought them back. And a couple days later, Michael said, "Wouldn't it be cool to go back there and get our own stone, pick out a stone, and have our names engraved in it?" "Whoa," I said. "I'm just trying this living together thing, and you want to put our names together forever in stone? That's a little scary for me." Well, he was young. He was very optimistic about the future. Everything's going to be fine. I was older. I'd had some heartbreak. I was a little more pessimistic. "What if it doesn't work out?" I said. "Who gets the stone? What do we do with it?" He said, "Well, just throw it in the river. Leave it." It took me about a month, but I finally agreed. So we went and got a stone about this big, and we had our last names carved in it. None of this Michael plus Sherry stuff with hearts. That wasn't for us. So my last name on the first line, Venema. His last name on the second line, Downs. Venema. Downs, we sound like a racetrack. That stone has been in front of our house, our homes, in 5 different states. So it has lasted forever. We probably should have left well enough alone, but I kept looking for the perfect gift. I had seen some photographs that I thought he would love of Hartford, Connecticut, his hometown and where we met. And they were architectural details of historic buildings in Hartford. I knew he would love it. It would fulfill all 4 criteria. Long story short, couldn't get the pictures. Back to square one, I panicked. It's all a blur from there. I don't remember what I paid for this item, where I got it, how I decided on it. I don't know why I bought this thing. But I did. Now it's our wedding day. It's June. We're back at the cabin where we had been the summer before. It's going to be a hot, steamy day. Michael and I get up at 6 o'clock in the morning to have a canoe ride on the river before everybody gets there. By 2 o'clock, all of our friends and family are in the Pine Grove. I'm 45. I'm marrying a man who is 28. His mother by now is 50. Mine is 83. Both of them are there. So we say our vows, we drink champagne, we have toasts, we have the church ladies passing food around in the Pine Grove, and we go swimming, and we come back and have a barbecue among the fireflies. It was a gorgeous day. Finally, Michael and I go down to a bed and breakfast down the road, and we sit cross-legged on the bed, and we exchange our gifts. Michael goes first. He's given me a framed print by a Montana artist that we both like. And by now he knows that I've fallen in love with Montana, so this is a perfect gift for me. Fulfills all those four criteria. Now it's my turn. I bring out this box that's wrapped in silver wrapping with a bow. And you know how sometimes you just are suddenly aware that something is going to be so awful? And you didn't know this before. I was suddenly struck by how stupid this gift was. And I was mortified because he was going to open the present and know it too. So he's very careful, takes the bow off, takes the tape off, tries to save the paper, pulls the box out of the paper. Oh, he's going to open the box next, and he does. And what he pulls out is a cardigan sweater. A 100% wool cardigan sweater on a hot, steamy night in June. A wool sweater that's maroon. It's got little green and gold designs in it. What was I thinking? This is really an ugly sweater. More importantly, what was I telling him? Grow up? I wish you were an old man. I'm a bad present buyer? It's 20 years later now. Michael still has that sweater in his closet. He won't give it up. I had to talk him out of wearing it here tonight. Please don't wear that sweater, I said. He is wearing a cardigan. I had never seen him wear a cardigan when I gave him the present, by the way. He's still trying to spin gold out of that ugly sweater. But here's the thing. He's 49 now, and he kind of likes wearing cardigans. He doesn't wear that one. Maybe once in a while, but he doesn't wear that one very often. And when I see him wearing a cardigan now, I look at him and I think, my young husband, you're looking a little old. Thank you.